Blog Talk Radio.
French O' Ranches, you know, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Latavia's Merry Christmas. Psych, he sucks. Don't start him. But yeah, you know, this is Chancho Sanchez, a.k.a. French O' Ranches. Hey, Merry Christmas to all you fantasy freaks out there. Hope you have a freaky, freaky fantasy weekend and everything goes to you.
On Soul Kitchen Radio, fantasy football.
This is Memphis Lou, wishing everybody out there a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Spaghetti Monster, all that good stuff from Soul Kitchen Radio. Oh, and another thing, how about you, Cowboys?
Fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
What's up, Rick Camacho from Soul Kitchen Radio, wishing everybody and their family's families, even if you're Jewish, even if you kill Jesus, it's okay. Merry Christmas. This is from Soul Kitchen Radio, because it's all fantasy football. It's all fantasy, baby. Let's go. Merry Christmas, and this is the last time the Raiders will be in Oakland. That sucks. John Gruden, fuck it. Merry Christmas.
Fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
We are taking it to the is he allowed to run around in the yard? Maybe he'd probably be happy with that. You've hurt. Too hurt. His body. He's human after all. So,
well, give me another. Throw another tight end there, Mister.
Fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
There is something wrong in Dallas with the coaching staff, you know, with the guys that they put on the field. It's just nerve-wracking. Don't touch any of the Dallas Cowboy tight ends in fantasy football, period. Leave them alone.
Fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Dirty bastard. Well, let me tell you something. Since you want to go here, you want to talk about my guy, Dez, one of the best damn wide receivers in the league. Let me get my Michael Irvin on. Let me tell you, man. I was so hurt. So hurt.
I don't know if
it was from that time. Practice, body call up, and he get hurt on the last play.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football. Fantasy Football.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on.
Yo, what's up? This is Lincoln Kennedy, the Oakland Raiders. You're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Raider Nation, one love, baby.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
All aboard!
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
All right, Fantasy Football Soul Kitchen Radio, and this is it. It is Super Bowl time. It's the end of the playoffs. If you're in, you're in. This is Super Bowl week. I got screwed last week, and we'll talk about that later on. But if you're in, you're in. It is Super Bowl week. It is Merry Christmas. Christmas is 2 days away. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Santa Claus is already getting his sleigh, and you can get on your little app, and you can see where he's at. He'll be in, like, China or India or Africa or wherever he's going to be. He'll be all over the place starting tonight, and he's going to start making his rounds, and hopefully he'll make his way into your house and into your hearts with a Super Bowl win. You can give us a call, 845-277-9311 today, and let us know how your season is going. Me, I told you, I got killed. It sucks. I got controversy from last week. And I'm pissed off about it. But we'll talk about that later. Let's welcome everybody in the show right now. All the way from Memphis, the Dallas Cowboy man. Memphis Lou. What's happening, Memphis Lou?
Mean Gene. It's almost Christmas time, man. My Cowboys, they crapped all over themselves last week in that trap game. But I think today we get off the schneid. We're going to have Tampa down in Dallas. We're going to beat up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to handle business.
Man, and it, we'll see what happens down there. But we'll also say hi to somebody who hasn't been here in a long time because he's been up in the Russian trees doing all kinds of stuff for pets and trying to make this whole Trump thing happen. Misha, what's happening, you Russian crazy bastard?
God dang it. So many things wrong with that statement. The biggest one, of course, is I'm Ukrainian. And the wall's going great. We're just patching up some holes in it right now. I mean, it's been probably a blessing. It's probably one of the greatest things I ever got to do, which is help build this wall. So, you know, every day I thank you for such an opportunity.
Speaking of the wall, we do have our wall jumper, our border jumper, Chencho Ranches, Frencho Ranches on the line. What's up, you border hopping sucker? What's up, Chench?
Jesus, man. What are you going to start off on? Ready? No. Racist Brian isn't even on the show yet. And we're already starting.
I know. How's it going?
He's busy like helping with the shutdown.
Yeah.
Man.
I can't believe the racist Brian hates the blacks. Anyways, let's talk about this Mexican that's in the room.
Yeah. That's how we do it here on Soul Kitchen Radio, man.
Anybody else? I'm in a championship. I'm in a big championship game today and tomorrow. So let's get to it right now. Tyler Lockett or who was I thinking about? Peyton Barber. Anybody?
Frencho, did you make this? Are you in the Super Bowl today, Frencho?
Oh, I'm in the Super Bowl. I'm in the Super Bowl in my Dynasty League. It's like our 19th year with the same people.
Oh, wow.
This one's big time. I'm playing a guy who's only made like two moves this whole year. I'm talking about he's only made two free agent pickups this whole year. He doesn't do it. He's just one of those guys.
This guy, he must have friends that play in the league. He's heavily influential or something.
No, he just sticks with it, man. He just doesn't even care. And then he got super lucky and he has a stacked team. Crazy stacked.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, on Peyton Barber, I like him today against the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboy defense is stout. They handle business. But Barber has, you know, he's been doing his thing. Last week, 85 yards on the ground with 19 rushes and a touchdown for 17 points. They're projecting him to do 12 points this week. I think 12 is reasonable to expect.
For those who are looking for a running back that has good upside, he's only 68% owned. So this could be a Super Bowl guy that you bring in at the last minute and help you hoist your Lombardi trophy or your jersey or just the bragging rights, because today is the day.
I'll second that one, because I had Peyton Barber back in the early times this season when I thought he was going to be the man carrying the rock and he was going to do everything. I watched him first and goal, second and goal, third and goal, rush for 1 yard and not get in the damn end zone against Chicago, where he rushed for 4 points against Cleveland, where
Chicago.
He got 3 points. He got 3 points against Cleveland. He got 6 points against Carolina. But you know what? Since then, he's been on. I think he did the Derrick Henry. He looked at Derrick Henry and said, you know what? If you could do it more than one game, then I could do it more than one game. And yes, yeah, he got you 5 points last week or the week before, 16 last week. But I think Peyton Barber going into Dallas, I think they're going to put on their ice chasers. Dallas, you know, they got an ice arena in the Galleria, right, in Houston. And I'm sure they brought a little bit of ice arena to that Dallas Cowboys front line. And they're going to be on their ice skates today. And Peyton Barber's going to run all over for 200 yards.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take a page out of my old book. When I first was just a caller and I would call for advice, I'm going to
go
I'm going to go against everything that you guys just said, and I'm going to stick with Tyler Lockett. And I got a feeling about that.
That's good.
I took Peyton Barber out and Tyler Lockett. I got Baldwin and Tyler Lockett. I'm basically betting on both of them. I feel like that's going to be a shootout against the Chiefs today. I don't know. Tonight. It's a night game. And Tyler Lockett's been kind of like, you know, a little bit low, but I feel like I got a hunch he's due, maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
he's
put up multiple games with 20-plus points, but I just – wide receivers in Seattle make me nervous. You can't trust any of them.
Besides your boy Baldwin. That's Lou's boy.
He stepped up last week.
He did.
Somebody stepped up for him.
Tell you somebody.
I think, you know, the workload he's going to get, you know, there hasn't been any Jaquizz sightings, the quiz. So, I don't know. I'm kind of up in there. I got 1 hour to make up my mind, though. 50 minutes. So, I'm freaking out because they both start at 10. Oh, no. It starts at 10. So,
I have to thought about
well,
it. It would suck ass to have to watch a football game that early.
Who does Misha
Yahoo
say?
Misha, go ahead.
Misha, Barber, and Lockett.
I'm upset with a guy that, you know, he didn't buy me dinner. He didn't talk to me. He didn't tell me nothing. I was expecting big things out of him. I was expecting big things for him going against Buffalo. But Mr. Josh Gordon decided to flash out and punch away from football once again.
That guy's done. He's got to call it a career. He's over.
Yeah,
you
pretty
know,
much.
We've had a lot of people talk.
Fantasy football.
He's out of my life.
I don't know whether.
We don't know what. If we're going to laugh or cry. But Josh Gordon, you're out of here. To
live or not. Fantasy football. And it cuts like a knife.
Josh Gordon, man, you're out of our life.
Out of my life.
Hey,
it's a great song.
With these guys like Josh Gordon, it hurts, man. It's easy for us to say, oh, dude, all you got to do is stop smoking weed, man. All you got to do is stop smoking weed. And all you got to do is stop smoking weed. But there is something
chemically wrong with this guy. There is something chemically off balance with this guy. He has a real problem. You know, if you can't stop doing something like that, you have a real problem. And this guy is bigger than football. You know, he needs to take some time, sit down, get himself together before we're talking about rest in peace. You know.
Oh yeah.
Because the opioid epidemic is huge, man, nationwide. You know, I read something last week that this guy has been taking some form of drug since he was 13. I have a 14-year-old in my house. I have a 14-year-old in my house. I couldn't imagine my 14-year-old daughter getting high on prescription
drugs
or, you know, or using some type of drug, you know. So, you know, it sucks for us, you know, as fantasy football enthusiasts, you know, as fans of, you know, the guy, because, I mean, he has unlimited talent. But, you know, we just got to pray for the guy. Hopefully he can get himself together and, you know, maybe football down the line, but probably not. But I just hope the guy gets himself together.
You know, and on top of that, Lou, I got a 14-year-old athlete in my house and who's been hurt twice, two major injuries, and I just make sure that I keep him on just Motrin, and that's it. I don't let them give him no pain medicine or none of that shit because of stuff like that. I'm not going to let that happen, not to my little man.
It's scary. It's scary, man. Let me tell you, we were out one day just coming back from lunch, and we saw a guy laid out in the driveway at a gas station, and you know, we're like, hey, you know, what's going on with him? The guy's like, oh, he's just sick. I mean, dude was, man, turning blue, and you know, a nurse, she stopped, she started giving the guy CPR. We called for an ambulance and everything. We're checking the guy out. You know, I mean, he's fading fast. Ambulance comes. They ask, hey, what's going on with the guy? His friend, I don't know. He's not feeling well. They hit him with that Narcan. It's like they flip a switch. Dude came right back up like, hey, what the hell's going on? You know, so this stuff is real, man. And it's scary.
And he yelled this. Yeah. And he yelled this on his way up. It. He said,
you can do it. You can do it.
You can do it all night long.
All night long.
That's good with that stuff. Martavius Bryant too, another one that's out of here, right? Another one that got caught up in whatever he's got going on. Man, he's out of here. He's out of our life. The Raiders let him go. They put him on indefinite suspension. But anyway, that's enough of this fucking sorry saps bullshit we're going through right now. It's the Fantasy Football
Show.
It makes me sad. Here you go, Lou, man. This will make you better. That's all right.
9 a.m.
All right.
He's
going to
be high as a kite back then.
Speaking of sad, can I just run this through you guys why I'm not in the Super Bowl today? I have to get this off my chest. I'm not in the Super Bowl. So, I went in Monday Night Football down 30 points. Are you listening? You've been playing IDP with me. I'm down 30 points. I have Mark Ingram. I have Curtis Samuel, Costanzo the kicker, and two defensive guys. Well, Ingram didn't do shit. He got me like 9 points. Curtis Samuel, Costanzo didn't do shit. They got me like 8 points. But for the saving grace came when the New Orleans Saints went for a 2-point conversion, and my defender picked off that 2-point conversion and ran it 99 yards for the 2 points, for the extra point. Now, when your defender picks somebody off and runs 99 yards, what happens?
You should get the 2 points.
Jump up for joy. Yeah, I only got the fucking 2 points. It was a 90. It wasn't even considered an interception because a 2-point conversion doesn't go for an interception. I was looking for 20 points from this guy, a 99-yard return. He doesn't get no love for that. And now I'm sitting here on the outside looking in, talking shit. Oh, that made me so mad. I need God. Thank you, Elton. Zero out. Cut that out of my system.
Oh, man. That's nuts. But, you know, that's something that maybe we need to look into for next year.
Yeah, I was already thinking about that.
You know, maybe not the – damn. I don't know about the yards.
But if you think about it, so this is how I was thinking about it, guys. Look, and tell me if I'm wrong, if I'm missing something. So if somebody's gonna an extra point return, that means the people who are kicking it, either they're gonna. I think if you get a blocked field goal, you can't return that, right? You can't return a blocked field goal, so they have to be going for a 2-point conversion. And that 2-point conversion, you have to pick off or pick up a fumble and run it 99 yards the other way. So I think for compensation for next year, I'll make that maybe like a 15-point play if it happens. It's probably never going to happen again.
A 15-point play? God dang.
Yeah, 10, 15 points.
I'm like Chris Rock. Good Lord, them a lot of points.
But it's a rarity. It's like it's not going to happen all the time. I think this is probably the only time it happened all season, and it happened against me. It happened to me.
What's going
to
happen when you're on the receiving end of it, though?
You get fucked. That's it. You just get screwed. Like the guy I was playing should have got screwed. Should have got fucked. But I took it. But oh well.
Yeah.
Let's get into our subject today. Let's talk about today what we're going to talk about on the show. We're going to talk about people that was on our team and we had to just finally say goodbye. Right? We had to just let them go. And I got a couple guys that I just had to say goodbye to, man, because they just wasn't doing it for me. I loved them. I was with them the whole way through, all the way through to the end. And then finally I just had to say, you know what? I'm sorry. We're just not vibing right now. And
so it's you. I mean, it's me, not you. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, it's me, not you.
No, it's definitely you. It's not me.
And one of those guys that I got, and I'll start. One of my guys that I hated to say this to. We find it is, you know. I had to say, here comes goodbye. Here comes goodbye. Kyle Rudolph, my longtime Viking tight end. You know?
Yeah.
It was just goodbye, Kyle. I mean, the most you put up this season was 16 points against Buffalo. Against Buffalo, you had 6 targets for 5 receptions, 48 yards and a touchdown. You have 9 points against Philadelphia. 7 points against Arizona, 5 points against Detroit, 4 against Chicago, 6 against New England. And then last week, you put up 5 points against Miami when I'm in the Super Bowl. And I had to just say goodbye to you. It was all bad. I hate to do it.
Here comes goodbye. Here comes the last time.
Fantasy football.
Here comes the star
of the
sleep. The first of every tear, I'm gonna cry.
All right. That's Kyle Rudolph.
Is it Lone Star?
That's Kyle Rudolph. That's Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts, okay. Yeah.
Rascal Flatts.
We're close to Nashville, right, but we ain't that damn country.
All right, who's next?
Hey, I got two, man. My first one is, it's near and dear to my heart. I was crushed when the Dallas Cowboys cut him. I know this guy has quite a bit in the tank. You hear the whispers around the league. You hear the whispers from the insiders. Dez is going to be picked up this week. Dez is talking to this team this week. So trying to be, a guy that's forward-thinking, you go and get him when you hear the whispers. So when it happens, you look like a genius. So you pick the guy up, nothing happens. Then he makes it to the Saints in week 9. And buzzer damn luck, the guy, gets injured. That sucked. That sucked, and I really hate it for him because he's a good dude, and I really hate it for the Saints because Dez Bryant would open up that offense big time. He would have opened up that offense big time. But my other guy, I sound like you're gonna play the.
Go ahead.
My heart will go on. My other guy, I wasted a first round draft pick on Leonard Fournette. This guy has done too much of nothing all season. He had 3 good weeks. It was 3 weeks in a row, 28 points, 22 points, 26 points. And that's been his scoring for the year. Outside of that, 8 in week 1, 4 in week 4, 6 in week 14, and 9 last week. Dude has been just, I understand he's been injured and suspended and all that, but as a fantasy football owner, you're not expecting that type of trash when you take a guy in the first and second and third round. And I thought Leonard Fournette was going to be a stud. I thought the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to step up this year and handle business. But I'm holding out hope that next year Joe Flacco could be his quarterback and things may shake up good for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one. Yeah. Try to get my computer back on.
Yeah, Fournette has been very disappointing this whole year.
Yeah, it's just so tough because he was such a ferocious, unstoppable beast last season. This season, you would have figured he would have been just a runaway. He was a beast last season, and this season, he's a turd of a beast.
He's a turd.
Yeah, he's not a turd.
Yeah, it's like
he's been turd Ferguson this year.
Yeah, it's like you're walking down the street in your brand new beautiful shoes, excited for the day, and then you step into a turd and you drag it inside the house. You're like, dang it, I stepped into this season's Leonard Fournette.
I brought Leonard Fournette with me.
Yeah, exactly. And then you disposed of that turd and. You lived your life again. Fantasy football life.
Fantasy football
life. For me, I'll say it's been this gentleman I thought was going to be a stud. DeMarcus Thomas gets traded. Emmanuel Sanders gets hurt. So I figured this was going to be an open freeway for Courtland Sutton. But he just never paved that way. He never had a game where he had more than 10 fantasy points. And had to finally let him go. And, of course, watch him have like a giant breakout game against the Raiders Monday. But I have to dispose of my lances.
That's
what it is.
Courtland Sutton, that was a crazy one, man, because everything's going on. I'm with you with that guy, man.
Yeah.
That guy was, he's great. He's somebody that I put my stuff on, too. But you know what?
Yeah.
You have to say goodbye. Say goodbye to Courtland Sutton, man.
Good riddance, Jack.
Take a 5 minute for a day. goodbye to Leonard Fournette. Hey, Calvin Ridley, you could go with them. God damn it. Calvin Ridley,
ouch.
You could go with them too.
This is a tight end I've had for like 2 years. This is on the dynasty. I mean, I'm talking about some commitment right there. 2-3 years maybe I've had him. I think I'm ready to turn the page, as my friend Bob Seger
mm-hmm.
would say, on Jordan Reed, man. Jordan Reed, this one's for you, brother. We've got some good times. You're going to make Super Bowl one. This is why I fell in love with you, brother.
You got to turn the page on. Jordan Reed, man.
Jordan Reed,
turn my
man.
Page on.
He gets hurt all the time. I don't think I even remember seeing him coming into a game healthy ever. He's always questionable every week. Do the research. You can check it out.
Jordan Reed, this is to you. The nice little sax solo.
Fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
East of all right. It's such a sad show we're having today, man, because we're letting go. None of us are in the we're letting go. Lou and I are at the bottom of a couple leagues. Franco's in the Super Bowl from a dynasty league. He's been in for 20 years.
We're almost on our 20th year anniversary. I think that's next year, so it's pretty cool. We've been through a lot of games together. I'm talking about I used to have a lineup that was like Dante Culpepper, T.O., Randy Moss, Tony Gonzalez. I mean, that was the money team right there.
That's a Hall of Fame lineup.
Yeah, no, it was good. And then my running back was like Amon Green and Sean Alexander and Ricky Williams. It was crazy.
Nice. Man, that's wild. That's pretty damn
good. I had Corey. What was his name? What was his name from the Bengals?
Corey Dillon.
I had Corey Dillon on my team the day he broke the record in Cincinnati, and that was a great day. And they were scoring by hand back then. Like the people who did the scoring, they scored by hand. They went to the stat sheets on Monday, and they would go through every stat of the players that were on our team, and they would score by hand.
Yeah.
Those were
That's
the crazy fantasy football days.
That's old
Did you have to go up the hill both ways in the snow for your draft too?
Yeah, there was no Yahoo, no nothing. Everything was
everything you
was
use the board.
By hand.
You do like write-ins. It was like before you could even buy a draft kit and stuff like that. You just have to write him in, write his name down.
No, we'd have to buy the fantasy football magazine. Because that's who you know who is coming out. You get the fantasy football magazine, and you get right around
fantasy
July.
Index.
Yeah, you get the fantasy football index
fantasy
around July.
Yeah, and whoever's on the cover is by far like everybody wants to pick that player.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, 770. I think we got Racist Brian in the house. Racist Brian, you here?
Best bartender in the house here. What's going on?
Ho, ho, ho.
Puka Shells, DJ Puka Shells.
We're going to be our Puka Shells. We're going to win
the
championship today. We got Daniel.
He's the best bartender that doesn't serve black people.
Shit-kicking, stinky, horse-man-horse smelling motherfucker, you.
You dirt-eating people.
Are we ready to play the song "I Am the Champion"? Hopefully tonight.
Fantasy
football,
right?
Basically, yeah. Brian and his other Miami Dolphin buddy, they came in and they're in the championship in the Soul Kitchen Radio Free League. So, congratulations to you and your buddy Daniel, man, who made it to the championship. Good job.
Yeah, free jersey league.
I'm going to hope I hit it.
We'll see. We'll see if that happens.
The champion wins the brand new white robe.
Our championship trophy.
How much does it cost to make one of those whites only martinis into a blacks martini?
You know, from jail. Lock, yeah. Life. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, there's rumors now that Adam Gase is on the hot seat. He's probably going to be fired from the Dolphins. Thank God.
But I was gonna say something positive because we've had a sad show. But my positive is an amazing pickup. It was very much a last second pickup I had last week of Damian Williams, who, I mean, you know, playing behind Kareem Hunt, you're not really getting fed all that much. But he had just an absolute monster game. He had 24.30 fantasy points against LA Chargers, and he completely saved that game for me because everybody else on that team scored under 10 points, and he really kind of saved me out of being destroyed because my main horse, Saquon Barkley, he probably had the worst game of his season with just 5.60 points. And that guy really saved me. And I'm still playing, possibly playing for the championship soon. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Good job. Good job, Derek. Hey, guys, let me, you know, it is Christmas time, and it's all about family. So I have to bring in Mom. She's going to come in.
Oh,
and
good
she's
old
gonna
Mom.
Say hi to everybody. Let's bring her. Hey, Mom. Say hi to everybody.
Yeah, I hear everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody, to all your friends.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Merry
Hello.
Christmas to you.
Hello there.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Merry Christmas to all you too.
All right.
Yeah, maybe Santa Claus will go down. What?
So, Mom, the Raiders are leaving. This is the last. Tonight's the last night the Raiders are going to be playing in Oakland. What do you think about that?
How come they're going to be leaving Oakland? They're supposed to stay in California.
They're going to Las Vegas.
Oh, where Miranda's at.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you guys are going to miss him over here.
Are they still
going to
be
going to
games,
Camacho? With Matt?
No.
Yes,
yeah,
we'll
Miss Mother. I'm Ricky's mom.
No, I know. No, no. I asked Camacho, is he going to be going to the games still?
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be in Las Vegas. He's got a relative in Las Vegas, but I think the Raiders ought to stay here in California where they belong.
They're going to be playing in San Francisco, actually, next year. They're going to be playing at the new Giants Stadium.
Oh, really? Well, why don't they just stay here in California then?
They don't want him there because they it's a money aspect of things, and they don't want the Raiders there because they're already leaving to Vegas. So they want him bye-bye.
Oh.
Good riddance. Who needs you? Who wants you? Not me.
Yeah, but after all these years, my goodness, you know, they've been in here in California for a long time.
Sometimes you got to turn the page, right, Bob Seger?
Sometimes you got to turn the page.
They'll be good in Vegas, maybe.
Well, I mean, Las Vegas is fine, you know, to go out and have fun over there and go gambling and all that stuff, but I think they're ready to just stay here in California where they should. Because I'm a Raider fan and I'm a 49er fan too. They should stay in California.
Are you going to the game today?
No, I'm not going
so
to
Mom,
the game. I'm just going. Are you going to the
Mom,
game, Ricky?
Let me ask you a couple questions real quick, Mom. Who's going to do better,
okay.
Tom Brady or Russell Wilson?
Oh, Tom Brady. I guess I don't even know who they are.
Okay. How about Robert Woods or Davante Adams? Who's going to be better?
I guess the first one.
Tyler Lockett or Peyton Barber?
Honey, I don't even know who those people are.
Me either.
Okay.
Not anymore, really.
Tampa Bay.
They changed.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers or Seattle Seahawks?
Seattle Seahawks, I guess.
I don't know.
She likes the Seattle Seahawks.
They're not even playing each other.
Well, they're not. Ricky asking me who I want.
The Dolphins or Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't take your mom like that. Come on now.
Well, I mean, whoever wins it, they just win, I guess, you know.
Obi-Wan Kenobi or Darth Vader?
The Doc and Vader? Is that what you said?
Yeah, baby. Dark side, baby.
I don't know who they are anyway.
Star Wars.
Help me,
Star
Obi-Wan
Wars.
Kenobi.
Did you say something about Star Wars? That's a game for kids.
Yeah. Everybody's like, hey, where the war is at? And they're like, they're in the stars, y'all.
Mom, this is for Lou. This is for Lou,
who
is in Memphis. Memphis Lou, he's in Memphis. Say hi, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Hey.
Now, who is Lou?
Lou is in Memphis.
Memphis, Lou, baby.
Uh-oh, Lou says, like in Memphis?
Yeah, I'm in Memphis.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Memphis. Yeah, for Memphis, Tennessee?
Yeah.
For them guys, yeah.
So, do you know what this song is, Mom?
You have your back, or something that's your back, I guess. That you got, you can get hurt, you know, because they'll tackle you down and stuff. if you're going to be running home runs or whatever like that, somebody's going to get hurt and stuff. I know. I asked little Ricky if he's going to play football. He says, "Oh yes," after he gets his foot taken care of. After he broke his foot once, now he's going to break it again. That's crazy.
Ricky's
going to
be all right.
He's got a
cast on his foot. How can he go playing football
again?
He's
done. He's out of the cast.
Oh, he's done with the football. What's he going to play now? Maybe he can play basketball or something. Yeah, well, I know he's out of a cast now, but he's not going to play football no more, right? So what's he going to play at school? Might as well take swimming lessons or something, you know? Or play basketball. He can play basketball with the Raiders or whatever. I don't know.
This is?
All right, Mom.
Okay.
Okay,
you
too? Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas, honey. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye bye, you guys all have a nice, merry Christmas, all you guys. Well, okay, okay, bye bye, bye everybody, have a nice Christmas, okay, bye bye. Give them all a blow them a kiss, mom, there you go, she hung up. She's gone, she's funny. So Peyton Barber or Tyler Lockett, anybody want to weigh in on that again? I'm kind of, I don't know.
If they're going
Peyton
against
Barber,
the Cowboys,
Barber,
pick them up and use them.
I feel like you're just saying that because you're mad at the Cowboys right now and you're trying to do like a little jinx in it, you know?
Is Seattle playing Dallas today?
I don't even know.
No.
Okay. No, they're playing
the Buccaneers.
Kansas City.
It's the Buccaneers.
So,
I can't find my Tony Romo jersey.
Tony Romo's coming
out
of retirement.
Right.
Prescott's garbage.
Prescott's not garbage.
Prescott is garbage. You know that, right?
He is. No, he's not. He's
Tony Romo's way better than them.
I mean, you guys lost. Who did the Cowboys play this week? Tampa Bay?
Blame it out.
Tampa.
Yeah. At Dallas.
The Dolphins are flat out garbage, too.
So. Ah, here's my Romo jersey. I got to put on number 9.
Romo jersey?
I got to put on number 9.
Tony Romo's a good. He's a good announcer, actually. He really is.
He's an amazing announcer.
He is.
And he was even better quarterback.
He's what?
He was a better quarterback.
What do you think of Jason Witten on the year?
He was
I don't know about
that
guy.
He ain't no Hall of Famer, though. I know that.
Who? But I tell you this. From my
Romeo.
First year experience as a PA announcer, your first year is totally different. It is.
Correct.
I mean, when I say it's a 1,000 miles a minute, it's just for me doing college football, I got 5 people on the headset talking to me, 5 people in a room talking to me, and I'm watching a game trying to figure out who did what. You know, so you lose a lot of your personality and the funny stuff and all of that, because you're trying to absorb everything that everybody's saying and keep people engaged in the game. So I figure, you know, give him another year, he'll be all right.
You think so? I hope so, yeah. Damn. People are making
Talk
fun
about
of
Jason
him.
Witten?
Yeah, about Jason mm-hmm. Witten. He'll be all right.
Right. Oh, yeah, he'll be good.
Calling him. Yeah.
I like
You're calling him
like
a robot.
You know, like when Tony Romo first came in, he was like, oh, you know, you get a kind of a behind-the-scenes look, you know, from how they saw football. And it's sometimes you got to catch it, though. You mean they're not going to come out and say it, but you could hear it sometimes and just what they say and how they talk. You're getting an inside view from their head of what's going on the field. I think that's pretty cool.
Right. And I think it's great that
Rumble calls the plays before they even happen.
Right. And that just goes to show what type of football mind this dude has. And people crapped on him. Oh, Romo this, Romo that. Dude is he's a football genius, man. I think one day he'll be a damn good coach.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No. No. I love him, but unless we're talking 20 years removed, you know, way, way, way down the line, then, yeah, put him in. But just up front, you got other deserving people who gonna get to go.
Is Jason Witten a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
right. I was gonna say that'd be you gotta say yes on that one. Jason Witten is definitely a tight end Hall of Famer. And so is
Tony Romo, he will be in the Hall of Fame, but he's gonna be a Hall of Fame when our kids are grown.
Jason Witten was good.
I mean, he already got the messed up field goal snap for the Hall of Fame. Must have put that somewhere in there.
That's so dirty.
That's his Hall of Fame.
That's so dirty. That's so dirty.
That's the claim to famer.
I remember exactly where I was that day.
Like Michael Irvin always brings up the one lineman who ran the ball the wrong way and scored for the other team. And he always brings it. Who was that, Lou?
No, Leon Lett. When he slid into the ball for Thanksgiving Day.
He did it twice. He did it twice, right?
They always bring him up.
And then he wins in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, some little kid, they went to almost like a LeBron or Children's Hospital, kids with cancer. And so the guy tells Leon, you know, don't worry. It could be worse. You could have been this guy who did such, such, and such, and such. And that was Leon Lett, too. And so it's like, damn. You know,
that
he is like,
me.
It could be worse. But that was me. That was me you talking about, kids.
Yeah, so it was worse. That's funny.
Yeah, those silly mistakes. Well,
this is gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day, man.
You guys never asked me where I was right now.
Where are you? Where are you?
You're always so curious where I'm at. Well, I don't want to upset Memphis Lou.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to upset Memphis Lou because I'm only 5 hours from him.
Uh oh. Where are you?
I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, dude, you're 4 hours away.
That's where
me and Racist Brian went to college, the UTC.
Oh, really? Holy crap. He wasn't making that up.
I mean,
oh, man.
I forgot we bought this.
I'm so close. I almost wish it wasn't the holidays, so I could just sneak my way over and visit you. But
shoot, man, I wish I could come over there. Hey, I'm telling you, while you're in Chattanooga, go by Rembrandt. Go by Rembrandt. Get the tomato basil soup. Get the little chocolate they make there. That's a good place. And man, it's just one more spot. We used to love to go to there. Oh,
yeah,
God.
It's
but I think about it. I'll text it to you. But Rembrandt is great.
Rembrandt,
a little coffee
over,
shop
over,
over by the university.
How far is Chattanooga from Memphis?
About 4 hours.
4 hours, wow. It's like going to New Orleans. I don't know, Tennessee was that
pretty
big.
Much. Man, yeah.
Oh, it's pretty
shoot.
Big.
Yeah, you can, to go where we went for Christmas last year, up in the mountains, it took 6.5 hours. And it's just straight across the state, from Memphis, past Knoxville, up into Gatlinburg.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
I know going through whatchamacallit is bad. Going through Texas took me 22 hours to get through Texas.
Wow, yeah.
Texas is all get out. But man, if you in Chattanooga, Brian should come up and visit.
I know.
He's down in Atlanta.
I'll be back. I'll definitely be back again. This place is too cool not to come back to. So next time I'm back, I'll let you know ahead of time so we could definitely meet up then. It's definitely tough around the holiday season.
Get that
man. Yeah, I'll bring my appetite for your baby back ribs.
And actually,
that's what
I'm doing right now. I got 6 lab
for
ribs going. They're going out for sale today. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Laura Stewart for patronizing.
You selling your ribs now,
Lou? Huh?
You selling your ribs now?
Hell yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yo, I'm sending out 6 slabs today. I got 3 going out next weekend. I got 2 gallons of gumbo going out next weekend. So, you know.
Gotta
get your hustle on, man. Feed the kids.
Boy,
what's
the restaurant's name going to be, Lou? I know you've been thinking about it. What's the restaurant's name going to be?
I'm still just gonna roll with Valley Ranch East, man. And I tell you what's been a good little secret here lately. I've been slipping that smacking in on my rear rub.
Yeah.
I put the smacking in, you know, on my on my deal for my seafood boil. Like we're doing seafood for Christmas, so you know normally we use the Zatarain's and the Old Bay. You mix all that up together, but I'm also putting about a tablespoon and a half of smacking. To give it just a little bit of, and man, everybody loves it.
Yes, sounds like I need to send you some more. Definitely,
everybody loves
gotta
it.
Gotta get some more out there, man.
Mm-hmm. That does
sound good.
How
you using your smacking, Chencho?
I like it, man. I told you I put it on my turkey sandwiches and stuff like that so far. That's all I eat.
Oh, did I tell you? I told you guys last week. Chencho has 0 body fat.
You're lying about that, man. I'm a big dog.
I was right next to him. He has 0 body fat. You can see it in the picture.
Misha knows. Misha saw me one time.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big boy. He's a man.
He's a decent person, dude.
Oh, yeah. So does my wife. My wife has 0 body fat.
Yeah, he'll
yeah.
survive Alaska winter.
Stay as Labor Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is her last day as champion.
Oh, God. The raid is over.
Her last day as champion was a long time when she got kicked out the playoffs. That's when her last day as champion, she stopped even looking at her team.
Your boy Glue Breeze against my brother-in-law in our league, in the Family First League today.
That's right. He is playing him. And he
isn't
wants
Chris
that.
Luther?
What's that?
Isn't that my guy Chris Luther?
Who's
Jim Blue Breeze in that league? No,
oh,
Blue Breeze. Who is
Jason.
That?
That's Jason. That's
my
son.
Okay. Okay.
No one, the one that be talking all kinds of shit all the time.
Well, you got a cool name like that. It's okay.
Yeah. he got it from somewhere. I just don't know where it's from, but
he had Drew Brees on his team, and he still calls himself Drew Brees. That's what I like about it.
Check these ribs out.
Well, guys, I'm about to go to the smoker, get these joints out, and get ready to watch America's team. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and guess we'll get together and do this before the new year.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
This is Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the grand finale for the fantasy football season, right? And,
yeah.
You know, good luck. Good luck, Checho. I'm out of it.
Thank you.
But we'll get to the shows together every now and then, and we'll
yeah.
come in between the shows.
Absolutely.
In between the season. We'll do some stuff.
All right.
Maybe we'll do some
yeah.
music stuff. I'm trying to – Nashville next year. The draft is in Nashville.
For the draft.
I'm going to try to get out there.
That's a two-hour ride for me, man. Two-hour ride for me.
That means we're gonna get a spot somewhere, and then we're all going to be just huddled up for a couple of days.
Yeah,
right, right. At your house with your wife.
4 months away.
That'd be cool.
I think we should announce stuff for the actual Super Bowl too, just for the fun of it, you know.
Okay.
And our
we'll
little
come
predictions.
Back for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll do a Super Bowl show.
Yeah, and then maybe next season do some shows on a Monday or a Thursday, depending on how big the game is, you know, because just for the fun of it. I think we have a lot of good time doing this, and I think we'll get a nice kick out of it. Not as much as we do, but
just,
still.
Hey, just so you guys know, I do get the statistics, and we do get over like 400 people listen to our show. 462, August 26th. Where are we at? We had 281 on December 10th. Came through and listened to our show. So people are listening to us, and thank you for listening to us. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. And we love you guys. And let's have a great football day. And we'll come back at Super Bowl, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's go around the room real quick. We got 2 minutes left. Lou, real quick, get to say your last goodbyes for the season.
Man, next year is going to be my year. I'm going to smoke all you suckers just like I'm smoking these ribs right now.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke you guys like Josh Gordon smokes away his career.
I'm going to smoke you guys like Martavius Bryant right next to him smoking on that crack. smoking on that ganja out here. Misha.
See that's too much smoking going on. You know, it's a little too much. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to prime fillet you guys like delicious salmon next season.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know my favorite Bryant don't do crack. He just got to smoke ganja out here in California.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You don't know that for sure.
I don't know that for sure. Hey, so next season we are going to talk about this Dynasty League. And we'll keep our thread going all season. We'll talk about bringing this Dynasty League, and Chencho's going to walk us through it, and we're going to figure out how to do this, and we're going to draft whole teams, and we're not going to let go of them. We'll figure that shit out. Soul Kitchen Radio Dynasty League. We'll have some listeners come in and be part of this, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's
good,
man.
Other than that, everybody, ho ho ho, you bastards. Have a merry fucking Christmas.
All right, guys. Take care. Good luck.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Be out.